Armadoxy for today, mighty in battle. The question of relevancy is the perennial question for everyone concerned about the church and her ministry. But within the Armenian church, the question of relevancy has surfaced to the top since the 44-day war in 2020. And now, as the people of Artsakh are facing a blockade of nutrition and medical supplies in what is mounting to be another Armenian genocide. Sunday after Sunday in the Armenian church, we hear a question and answer session taking place during the Divine Liturgy. It's the same Q&A session we have heard for centuries. The deacon with the chalice in his hands approaches the priests and asks that the doors be opened for the King of Glory. The priest asks, "Who is this King of Glory?" "The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle."
Alleluia, alleluia. Am parzegis pampas trunas zeri verj, am parzin trunk havidenis, yev mtse hakavor haraz.
The questioning continues, and upon his second inquiry, the deacon announces, "He is the King of Glory." And hands off the chalice to the priest for preparation of the Holy Eucharist. It was the psalmist who first framed the dialogue on behalf of a hurting world. It's in Psalm chapter 24. It has been heard and overheard from altar areas ever since, during times of trouble and persecution, just as it was heard in 2020 as Azeris attacked and shelled Armenians in Artsakh. I call it the Psalm 24 Q&A. In churches where Armenian souls congregate, the scene is repeated. The priest says, "Who is the King of Glory, mighty in battle?" The deacon responds, "He is the King of Glory." With a war that cost thousands of lives and the loss of land, another question surfaces. Who is this king so mighty in battle that we lost the war? Perhaps not as audible as the chants of the deacon in church, but in the solitude of the mind, many ask this question, and for some, it becomes the tipping point to abandoning hope in a divine protector, or just plainly, a disbelief in God. The Q&A of Psalm 24 is about relevance. What is the relevance of a church service and our faith to the events shaping the world today? It is an echo of Jesus' condemnation. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites," recorded in Matthew 23. What is the connection between our actions on Sunday mornings and our response to the tragedies that take place during the week? There is an existential crisis brewing in Armenia, in Artsakh, and ultimately we have to ask, what does it mean to proclaim God as almighty, mighty in battle, in the face of horrific tragedies, rape, mayhem, executions? I began the week sharing with you my frustration at a church which provided the Blessed Mother and grapes without making the connection to their relevance and significance. We journeyed together throughout this week along a path that looked at the faith we profess and its application in real terms. That is, to understand miracles as part of our daily life. We spoke of the transformation of the supernatural to the natural. Religion, and especially our religion, Christianity, as practiced by the Armenian Church, is about accepting the truth of our belief without compromise. In the case of Psalm 24, the Q&A, "Yes, he is the King of Glory, mighty in battle." Accepting this, now the burden is upon us, you and me, to believe it to the point where we stop looking for worldly and political solutions and trust the faith, the God that has brought us here against the odds. Today's lesson is a proclamation that has been repeated in our liturgy for 2 millennia. If he was not mighty in power, if he was not the King of glory, we certainly would have written it out of the text of the liturgy. We're not that noble. There is a reason why it is repeated and repeated often. Because it is a profession of reality, of the miracle of our existence. We come to find this one profession is at the center of our divine liturgy, which is celebrated throughout the world. In that profession, we are called to engage with the King of Glory. And so today, we take one step closer, where we understand the answers and solutions to our dilemmas, difficulties, wars, and evil are not in the hands of others, but the invitation has come now to us. We understand that the supernatural is the natural, and it is in us, you and me. Now enters responsibility, our personal responsibility. And this is where we will take a break today to continue next time. Until then, let us pray. O Lord our God, you have called each of us to serve within the kingdom. Give me the strength and the courage to overcome the difficulties of the day and bring my talents to the quest for peace. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.